of order. You're out of order. The whole trial is out of order.
It's time for Legally Served with Attorney Franz Borghardt.
Your Honor, I'd like to ask for a recess.
I'd like an answer to the question, Judge.
I'll allow it.
An open and honest discussion about how the law applies to the headlines.
You not only insult me, but you insult the integrity of this court.
The defendant is not guilty.
The defense is wrong.
But somebody in this courtroom is.
I'm being charged with a crime. A
trial by court martial.
Is that what this is? I'm being charged with a crime?
Legally Served with Attorney Franz Borghardt.
Don't tell me what I know and don't know. I know the law.
Yeah, it's time for Legally Served. Time to welcome in Franz Borghardt. What's happening, dude?
Good morning, folks. Another day, another Wednesday, another Legally Served. Happy to be here with you and Alondra. Talking about cases around the state.
I mean, we got at least three of them to cover if we get
this is
them.
My kind of a day. This is where I can just, none of these are my cases.
Right.
I can cut loose, just tell you what I feel like I'm always gut honest with you. I feel like I'm always truthful and honest with you. I don't hold back.
Unless there's a judge you know you got coming soon.
Well, that's just good business sense, man. I mean, it's like, Franz, tell me how much you hate the judge. No, Brian, I don't think I will. But these two cases that we're going to talk about today are actually, I mean, we can jump in whichever one.
Actually, before we get into them, can I go back to that story I led with this morning?
Sure.
Because you got a connection here.
Yes. Little Charlie shadowed me.
Yeah.
Shadowed me. I know her mother, good people, shadowed me for a day as somebody who wants to go to law school one day. And I think she came here. I think she went to court with me. Good girl.
So this was
very intelligent.
Back in 2019, like, we had just gotten the show started.
Right.
And yeah, I remembered it vaguely. I was like, why does that name sound so familiar? And sure enough, yeah, that was the connection there. So she was 13 years old when she was up here.
Mm.
Crazy.
Kids.
Yeah.
Kids. Still a kid. Arguably still a kid at how old?
Well, 13 in 2019 would be either 17 or 18, depending on when her birthday is.
Right.
The officer involved here, who I haven't given his name out. Is he going to be in any real trouble just based off of the... Now, the chief of police has called the mother, Kim Domain, has called the mother to apologize. And that's good for him. Good for the chief for doing that.
So, inappropriate, yes. Something that should affect his job, I don't know. You know, we were talking at the break that I assume that this officer either knows the other officer or took it extremely personal, the killing of an officer.
Which is, okay, is that unusual? That shouldn't be unusual.
We don't know what's going on this BRPD officer's life. We don't know what he's going through, what he's dealing with.
I'm about 90% sure
so,
I know him.
So my answer to you is probably will still be a police officer. And again, let's not mince words. He messaged someone on a Facebook.
Yeah. Okay. Is there a legal determination here? He didn't send it publicly. She screen grabbed it and put it in her comments section.
So generally an officer gets in trouble for messaging a witness or a victim to either affect them in the case or to ask them out on a date.
Ooh.
Generally, a officer in an unrelated case messaging, I mean, he's a civil servant, yes. Bad optics, yes. But what he does on his off time, what he does on his social media, and again, I know Kim and I know Charlie, I know the mother and I know the daughter. You know, when you have social media posts, you know, the question becomes, are you inviting commentary? And is it better that he messaged her and didn't put it in the comment thread?
Personally, I think it's 1,000% better that he messaged her because it's not public. It's one-on-one.
Right. Now she blew it up.
Oh no. She took that upon herself to put it, make it public, so that when you make it public, you garner more sympathy.
That all being said, bad optics. Good on Chief for calling her and apologizing. I mean, look, at the end of the day, the BRPD has nothing to do with this. This is
right.
Know, we're talking about it because it is the incident itself.
Right.
Invites commentary on what should have happened.
Yes. Yeah. And the hard part is he's not 100% wrong here.
I can see both sides on this one.
I hope she feels bad.
Right.
Well, I mean, come on. What is that? Like, that's like saying, hey, you're a horrible mother.
No, he didn't say that. He didn't say, I hope she dies in a fire. He said, I hope she feels bad. Let's not blow this out of proportion to make it something bigger than it is. Curve with Attorney Franz Borghardt rolling right along. Moving on to a different news item from yesterday. We got a bunch of them today. The story reads, a man who was playing with a gun. Oh, this is brutal. This is an absolutely brutal story. A man who was playing with a gun in the backseat of a car and accidentally shot one of the passengers, killing her and her unborn child, pleaded guilty in court yesterday. According to court records, Chad Blackard pled guilty to negligent homicide and third-degree feticide. On March 12th of last year, Blackard was in the backseat of a car driving along Segan Lane. Arrest reports say he was playing with a semi-automatic handgun when it went off. Victim, 17-year-old Carrington Smith, was 25 weeks pregnant. Both she and her unborn child died. Blackard's sentencing has been scheduled for August 28th of this year.
His kid or just a kid?
It
doesn't say, right?
Well, did the headline say? No, it doesn't say. This version of the story doesn't say. I read this over at The Advocate before getting the abbreviated version over at WBRZ. I'll continue looking it up. Does it? Okay, obviously it changes it if it's his kid.
Well, right.
Yeah.
I mean, they're in a car together either way. So we assume that at the very least they're friends. They could be more than friends. We don't know.
Right.
Or at least the article doesn't yield that. So negligent homicide, for those listeners wondering, 0 to 5 years. I have to look up feticide. I think it probably negligent homicide is the major crime there. Yeah. Like, this dude didn't want that to happen. I mean, certainly has to have a consequence for playing with a firearm
right.
in a car.
Right.
Certainly. I mean, the gun goes off, right? It, you know, the gun doesn't go off if you're not playing with the firearm in a car with a pregnant lady. You know, it just sad stuff.
Yeah.
Sad
stuff. Guns don't go off on their own.
Yeah.
So this is while it is a deadly accident, is the onus here more, or is the intent here more emphasize the deadly or emphasize the accident?
So,
because I mean, you're talking about a 17-year-old girl like who had her entire life in front of her and was about to be a mother,
right? So you don't do sentencings in a vacuum, right? This is a I don't know that they have a negotiated plea like the other topic we're going to talk about, or there was a plea with the anticipation of a negotiated plea, but this is difficult because without knowing anything more about him.
The Advocate version doesn't say it was his either in the first couple paragraphs.
Right. I think they would have said that if it was his child.
The way the Advocate writes it, a Walker man who killed a 17-year-old pregnant teenager and her unborn son when he accidentally discharged his gun in a car apologized while confessing to multiple felonies Tuesday morning inside of a Baton Rouge courtroom. Carrington Jade Smith was 25 weeks pregnant when Blackard accidentally fired his gun, striking her in the back. She and her unborn son, Dallas, died from the wound.
So this guy doesn't spend the rest of his life in jail.
No.
Even if he gets some jail time, he doesn't spend the rest of his life in jail. And when he's, you know, sometimes when someone says, I'm sorry, in our justice system, I'm sure there are folks that are like, yeah, are you really sorry? I have no doubt this guy's really sorry.
Okay, this is one of those ones where let's walk down this road because we've seen times where a negligent homicide has been something that's been egregious, where somebody took more angry action on the front end.
Right.
There was nothing that sparked this to begin with. So, contrition can go a long way.
Right. And so the other piece of this is for victims, for family members, what makes these crimes so difficult is there's preventable crime, right? Hey, Baton Rouge has a high crime area. I'm getting gas. And there was exchange gunfire between two factions of drug, whatever.
Right.
That's preventable. But then there's preventable with a capital P. Like, don't play with the gun. This was so unnecessary. But again, we don't know anything about this guy. He could have been an engineering student. He's from Walker. But, I mean, he could have been an engineering student. He could have had a full-time job. He could have had a wife. He could have had kids. We just don't know, right? And so what?
It took me a second to digest that you said, well, he's from Walker. Do I have to go get Taylor off of the third floor?
Taylor, by the way, Taylor is the exception to Walker, not the norm.
Come on. I got listeners in Walker.
Is Walker Livingston?
Yes.
What have I said about Livingston before?
Bro.
Livingston's going to be Livingston. Livingston's going to do Livingston. No, point being is, this guy could be a great guy that just messed up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, messed up in a true just messed up.
So sitting there in the backseat of the car bragging about his gun is better than his friend's gun.
It's something as stupid as that.
Right.
And shoots a woman, shoots a pregnant woman, two deaths.
Yeah.
He is going to be punished for the rest of his life, regardless of if you put him in a cell or not. Most good human beings would. Like, so, I don't know. This is a tough one. This is a tough one. I'm glad he stepped up. I'm glad he pled. You know, I don't know what it took to get there. I don't know. I mean, look, a lot of times...
this didn't go all the way through the trial, though.
Correct. Well, but so a lot of times with discharge cases, there is a sentiment from the individual holding the firearm. Hey, this gun just went off. Can a gun just go off?
No.
Theoretically, no. Are there instances where there's a malfunction or something where it could go off? Maybe. But the whole gun safety is generally... don't play with a gun.
The gun doesn't go off if his finger isn't anywhere near the trigger.
Right.
I don't care if Jules hit a pothole. The gun doesn't go off unless his finger is on the trigger.
Shot Marvin in the face.
I know.
I hate going there.
No,
but it's
because
like,
it's so heavy, but at the same time, though, it's so relevant.
So
Pulp Fiction reference.
So I got to look up feet aside. Negligent homicide, 0 to 5 years. I would say if he gets a little bit of jail, it will be back into with probation.
Okay.
I think, depending on what his record is, depending on what's going on, he's probably a salvageable human being.
So,
unlike possibly 5 years, Lit Yoshi,
we're going to talk about in our next segment. I want to ask about the fact that this was, he killed a woman and the baby. Do you tack more time on because of that, or do you, if you're serving one, you're serving both?
I think he's... it's tricky because you don't want to diminish the value of the unborn child.
Correct.
The fetus.
Correct.
In the same breath, though, something like this, it's one crime. You would normally run time together concurrently.
Right.
And so, and again, it's not a specific intent crime. It's a negligence. It's a gross negligence. So, I don't know. I just think that whatever time, if he gets time, he may not get time. He may get probated. He may be a good candidate for probation.
The advocate story says Blackard faces up to 5 years for both the felony charges of which he's pleaded guilty.
Yeah.
It doesn't clarify if that's, when they say both, if they mean each.
Would you feel good if a judge said, I'm going to give you 10 years suspended, and if you mess up, you're going to jail for 10 years?
I don't know. Because at the end of the day, he did shoot the gun. Unintentionally.
Right. Right.
But there needs to be suspended. Isn't a consequence.
You don't think probation is a consequence?
I don't.
Okay.
I'm not heavy enough for taking.
Would you feel
lives.
Better if it was like a fraction of jail time and then probation? Or you?
If by a fraction you mean 20%?
Well, he's gonna do. So it's a non-crime of violence, and he does about a quarter of whatever time. So when you do the math, then, 10 years, well, he does 2.5 years. If he gets maxed out, which he shouldn't, if he doesn't have the record.
I don't.
These are the hard ones, right?
These are the hard ones because there's a lot of gray area. Let's talk a little bit about Baton Rouge rapper Lit Yoshi.
Lit
Yoshi. I may have led the show by referencing him as Lil Yoshi.
I thought he was Lil.
No,
if you're watching,
is that him?
If you're watching on Facebook Live, Yoshi.
There's Yoshi. Yoshi's a character from Super Mario or Mario Kart or the original Mario Brothers.
It's Mario Brothers 4.
Mario Brothers. There's four of them?
Well, NES or the Nintendo system, this is the one where he has the cape and there's the dinosaur world and, yeah.
There's a dinosaur world?
Yeah.
I mean, okay. Mario Brothers is a lot like Toy Story. They should have stopped after 3.
Alondra, I don't want to be high maintenance here. Could you put that Yoshi in Prison Orange? Because that's what we're about to
talk
about.
Not during the segment. She's working right now.
I know that. I just wanted the soundbite, dude.
Oh, gotcha.
So, Lit Yoshi pled to something. And then he got what's called buyer's remorse.
Yeah. Baton Rouge rapper sentenced to 15 years in prison after pleading guilty to attempted murder and assault charges last year has again lost a bid to change his plea and take his chances with a judge or jury.
So he did this before. He didn't think he was going to get 15.
Right.
So he's done this before.
After being sentenced following a July 2022 court hearing, His attorney asked the 19th JDC and the First Circuit Court of Appeal for permission to withdraw his guilty plea. Each rejected that request too.
Right. So as of right now, he's doing what, 15? He's doing a percentage of 15 years. So, yeah. So what happens normally is when you plead guilty, Brian, when you plead guilty, Alondra, you either are pleading guilty to a number in the, quote, blind. So you don't know what the sentence is going to be, right? Mm-hmm. And the judge determines the sentence. Or there's a pre-negotiated sentence that the parties and the judge approve. Ultimately, the judge has to approve any kind of sentence, but the parties can work out something like, hey, you're going to plead to negligent homicide and I'm going to give you probation. And if everybody's okay with it, then that it's a pre-negotiated plea. I think what I'm hearing is he thought he was going to get one. Lit Yoshi thought he was going to get one deal or a resolution, and he got more time than he thought he was going to get. And now he's like, well, I thought I was going to get something else. Is that the way that reads?
Yeah, but it doesn't say that in there.
Because normally the only reason you would withdraw a plea is either if you've been misled. Okay, so better question. When can you get out of a plea? If you've been
Wait, no, I'm sorry. You're right. It does say that in here. It says he believed he was going to receive a 6.5-year prison term for charges filed after a 2020 4th of July drive-by shooting and a separate incident from 2019.
So if his attorney at the time said, this is what you're going to get, mm-hmm. and he relied on that, well, then it would be appropriate for him to withdraw it. If his attorney said, I never told you that, and the judge said, we never told you that, and the prosecutor says, that never was discussed, well, then he's up a creek without a paddle. He's in dinosaur world without a paddle.
Well, and so...
Yoshi.
I guess my follow-up question would be, how does it get from believing you would receive a 6.5-year prison term? I feel like that would be pretty easy to prove one way or the other. If there was a deal in place, that would be easy to prove one way or the other.
So allow me to put my cap on of my former public defender years. Sometimes guys hear what they want to hear.
Okay.
Sometimes you say a number and they hear the number they want to hear, and it's detached from reality. Sometimes, I know this is going to be a shock. Sometimes guys named Lit Yoshi lie.
Mm-hmm.
They lie. Sometimes Lit Yoshi... Lit. Well, not no, little. This is lit for little or lit for, like, you know, messed up?
So it's not Lil, to be sure.
It's Lit.
And his name is Miyoshi, M-I-E-Y-O-S-H-I.
So it has no connection to Yoshi.
No, there's no actual Yoshi connection, although it's better if there is a Yoshi connection.
He probably doesn't have a Yoshi tattoo.
I know Yoshi a lot more from Mario Kart than Mario Brothers.
Okay, he drives the cart too.
Yeah.
He drives the cart.
Yeah.
He gets ridden by Mario.
I just don't know a Mario 4. I'm not in that world.
I don't know that he made a... He did not make an appearance... Not to spoil Super Mario Brothers movie. He didn't... I don't think he made an appearance in that one. Point being is there's a lot of reasons people believe, want to believe, or straight up lie that the number that they're getting is different than the number that they thought they were going to get. So depending on his record, you don't do the full 15 years flat. You do a percentage of it, right? So the percentage of 6.5 years is much different than a percentage of what? 15.
15.
Right.
Okay, so follow-up question here. If he was told 15, would you serve 6.5 of that 15? And that would be where he gets the interpretation?
Again, it depends on his criminal record, and because you get different parole and different good time credit based on your record.
Mm-hmm.
But even still, him being told... Hey, you're pleading to a deal that has 15 years and him saying, oh, I'll do about 6.5. That's not him saying, it's not the same thing. So they have to, his new attorneys have to show a court, which they have not been able to do. They have to show a court that he was either material misled, somebody messed up or something.
Okay. So this all walks us up to the real question here. This is going to the state Supreme Court, Franz. Right. How something that feels like it should be so cut and dry make it this far up the food chain?
Well, normally when we have negotiated pleas, part of the negotiated plea is we're putting a bow on it and we're done. You don't appeal to negotiate.
You need to go away to prison for a while. We need to get you off our plate and away from society.
If we're haggling over 6.5 years of sentence, he has nothing to lose by not going to the Supreme Court.
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm like,
freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose.
How does it, okay, when you hear state Supreme Court, it feels like the connotation there, and we only got 30 seconds left, the connotation there would be that this is something that can't, like, definitively
be
resolved.
You want finality.
Right.
Well, you can't get finality until all the appellate system is worked out. I'm sorry.
This is what we got to waste our time on.
I'm sorry.
Lit Yoshi.
Lit Yoshi.
He's attorney Franz Borghardt. We do Legally Served every Wednesday at this time. We always appreciate you, brother.